I'm feeling great. I actually got to see the doctor last week. He said he's really happy with my progress. Allow me to do everything besides getting hit, basically. So getting back into it and excited about it.
How much is that shoulder involved in the throwing motion? Like, will it be awkward at first?
No, it feels pretty good. I think it'll be more just making sure that I ease back into it a little bit so that I'm not, you know, if I am doing some kind of overcompensating with my right arm, I'm not going to go out and do something to hurt it and set me back that way. So just being smart with, you know, how I kind of get back into it, whether it feels good or not. So,
what was your process like? When did you get cleared to start doing more?
Well, I had to sling on for 4 weeks, I believe. So that was, you know, pretty much that all the time. And then just trying to get some motion back after that. And then at about 6-7 weeks, it was really start the strengthening process, start to do that and try and get your range of motion back. And then I'd say at about 10-11 weeks, it was really kind of hitting it hard where I was feeling good. I had my motion and just really trying to strengthen the shoulder. And now I feel great. I mean, I don't feel like there's any everyday stuff that I have trouble doing with it now.
Looks like no question you'll be able to take part in June.
Oh yeah, definitely.
With Delaney Walker now, he's one of the top run blocking tight ends in the league. Do you expect to run more read option this season?
You know, I think I've said in the past that it's going to be a wrinkle that I think you see a little more of. Just a good changeup for us, and you know, he's a guy that you've seen moved all over the place, not just on the line of scrimmage, but in the backfield and doing some different things. So you know, I think he'll be utilizing different ways to take advantage of his strengths.
Have you been able to watch film on RG3, Russell Wilson, Kaepernick, some of the read option guys?
Yeah, we've seen some of that stuff and, you know, why they've kind of been successful doing it. You know, they've obviously created the blueprint for it and been successful doing it. So, you know, paying attention to how they were able to create that could give us an advantage.
How much do you think defenses will do stuff in this offseason to kind of figure out how to stop that?
You know, I don't know if they'll do a whole lot now until, you know, we show it in a game setting. So, you know, I wouldn't expect anything different preparation-wise until it, you know, they would see that it would be a wrinkle that we're going to involve.
Kevin Walter, when he got here, talked about the offense being a lot like Houston's. Do you see those similarities, what you'll do and what Schaub's been doing?
Yeah, I think there's similarities, especially in the run game marrying to the play-action game. I think that you'll see a lot of that, and that's something they're really good at, probably one of the best in the league at. And so I think you'll see the play-action game, the run game patterning themselves similar to how Houston does it.
In terms of you yourself this year, how important is it to you just to play a full 16-game schedule and not be hurt like you were last year and not have to go through all those things?
I think that's the goal every year, is to come in as strong and as healthy as possible and finish that same way. And so, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to make that happen. But I've said before, you know, it's part of the game. You know, it's a physical game, and you're going to have to play with nicks and bruises. And finding ways to be successful doing that is also important.
But as you look back on last year, how much did missing 5 games really set you back in progress?
You know, yeah, ideally would have loved to be in there for those 5 games. I thought, you know, we were catching stride as an offense, playing pretty well, coming out of the Detroit game, going into the Houston game. And so, you know, it was unfortunate, but something that, again, we can't dwell on, can't do anything about it now, and just got to look forward to what we have in front of us.
How much can a non-throwing shoulder injury affect quarterbacking?
Yeah, you know, I didn't feel like it affected anything, so.
You see a lot of changes made with coaches and personnel and new faces brought in. What's it like to be together with that group finally?
Yeah, you know, it's a great group of guys. I think put a great staff together, one that everybody's excited to work with. So there was a lot of enthusiasm today, a lot of excitement, and you know, kind of looking forward to that continuing throughout the offseason.
You take up back the new guys you got brought in off that John Vitry, but Delaney Walker, Sean Green, Kevin Walter. Do you have a chance to meet some of those guys, and how do you think they'll?
Yeah, you know, all of them were here today. I had a chance to meet a few of them actually when they came in after they had signed. So had an opportunity to spend some time with them, talk with them. They're great guys. I think bring a great work ethic to this team, and guys that have been successful and done it in a bunch of different ways at other teams. And I think that's always exciting when you're able to find guys like that and make him a part of your team.
It'll be a different quarterback room this year with Matt gone and Ryan in there.
Yeah, obviously different. You know, I think that you're going to have different personalities, but had an opportunity to spend some time with Ryan today. Great guy. I'm really looking forward to working with him as well, and you know, excited.
This team maybe more active in free agency than you would have expected.
Yeah, I think just looking at past history a little bit, you know, but I thought that they went out and like I said earlier, found some guys that can really help this football team.
Anything change? I mean, this time last year, there was still some question about who the team's starting quarterback is going to be in 2012. Anything change for you going into this year? Everybody knows you're the guy as far as how you carry yourself or
You know, I don't know if it changes for me. I've always just tried to, I've told you guys before, just go out and try and let my actions speak louder than my words, and just try and work hard and do everything I can to put myself in the best position to help this team have success. And I'm going to continue to do the same thing. Maybe it's taking a little bit more of a vocal lead, but nothing probably really noticeable, no.
It's a big year, obviously, for everybody, your coaching staff, everybody on this roster. You feel like big year for you as well, and you're going to have to play well for this team to take that next step?
You got to look at it that way every year. You know, if you got to play well for your team to make it to the playoffs, and that's something that's every one of us should be focusing on, and I definitely am, and I'm hoping to have a better outcome than we did last year and personally play better than I did last year.
Do you have much contact with Kenny?
Kenny Britt, now I talked to him a few times, but you know, he came back. He looked great in workouts today. You know, sounded like he really got on his rehab, got his knee feeling a lot better, and really excited about how he came back today. So,
unfortunately, if Nate isn't able to come back and Kendall spends more time in this spot, how does that change the offense?
You know, I think Kendall is, as you guys saw, he's a talented guy. He's really explosive in and out of cut. So I think he can create matchups inside that are favorable to him and favorable to us. So, you know, I think that's something that is one of his strengths as well. And, you know, Nate looked great today as well. I fully expect him to go out and have another great year like he's had the past three or four. Yeah, this is the first time. You know, he has four kids, so I think they're he, you know, spending as much time as he could with his family, and you know, kind of be balancing that a little bit with being out here for workouts. But really enjoyed, you know, having the opportunity to work with him and get to know him a little bit, and excited about the year with him. So. No, I told you when Matt was here that, you know, we had a great relationship, we had a friendship, but there was an understanding that we were both going to go try and be the guy every day. And I think that if you don't have that in the room, you got something, you don't have the right mix of guys. Because whether the one guy's a starter or not, you're pushing the other guy to be better than maybe he thought he could be. And so I think I would have been upset if they brought a guy in here that didn't expect to play, that didn't want to play, because it would give me an opportunity to fall short of maybe what I was capable of.
Anything you're focusing on this offseason, here and there, trying to get better?
Yeah, just, you know, some footwork thrown with, you know, a little bit of noise in front of me is something I'm really focusing on. I had trouble. I wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be with that last year, and that needs to improve for us to get better and find ways to, you know, just get completions and keep drives moving.
What do you think about the guys on the offensive line, especially LaVitri? You have LaVitri, Turner, Spencer in here. Is it going to be a different feel for some of those guys in front of you?
You know, yeah, some new faces maybe, but, you know, I think that's a unit that there's been so much – there's so much continuity with them year in and year out because they play so well together, they coach so well, that I think you'll see that same thing this year. Yeah, I don't know if I go back to it as much as just excitement. You know, I've told you guys many times before, I'm just a fan of the game of football. So I've always watched the draft since, you know, they put it on TV, and I can remember what was going on. So, you know, I've watched it every year that I could, and I'll do the same this year. You know, obviously you have a little more vested interest on certain picks now, but definitely pay attention to it and follow it. This year I haven't as much the pre-draft stuff paid attention. I'll definitely watch the broadcast they have of it on TV. I don't know as much about the guys from guy to guy, where they think they're slotted to pick them, this and that. So, you know, it'd be a surprise to me, I guess, somewhat as it is to you guys. So. What's that?
GM for the day.
Yeah. I bet you know it. You described the anti-me right there. But, no, you know, like I said, we've done a great job in free agency to this point. I thought bringing in guys that fit well with this team and are going to help us find ways to win more games, and I don't expect anything different in the draft.
You say guys fit well with this team, but what is the identity of this team? I mean, you didn't really create one, I don't think, last year, did you?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a younger team. We got a lot of younger guys on our team. We brought in some veteran guys that have been in different places and been successful in different places, and I think bringing that experience and that knowledge in different position groups is what I'm kind of talking about as far as bringing an idea of having success, knowing what it takes to stay in this league and be successful in this league for an extended career. And I think we found some guys that have been able to do that.
When you're your third year now, is this your team, Jake? Are you taking ownership of this?
You know, I'm going to go out and do everything I can to be the best leader. I said, like I've told you guys before, and yeah, I want it to be. And I don't think it's something you ask for. It's something that you earn. So I guess I wouldn't be the one to tell you that.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.